Hi, I'm Mark Dodich with your AstroMark Astrology Forecast, the week of November 29th to December 5th. Overall, big picture, it's a great week to start thinking about where life needs to be more of an adventure, where you need to take a risk on yourself, where you need to open to higher vision. But let's start with first things first. Monday and Tuesday, the moon moves into Libra. Libra is balance, beauty, harmony. It's a social sign. It's a very nice, gentle energy to have after the USA holiday weekend. To get back into the world, shall we say. And early on Monday morning, and the energies I'm about to talk about are both on Monday and Tuesday, the planet Mars, which is ambition, makes harmony with the planet Neptune, which is spirituality, intuition, higher vision, compassion, forgiveness. So that's a very pleasant energy to start the week off with. Now, some people may just be slow moving on Monday under a Neptune transit, and there's more reason for that than just that. But put some energy into what your higher vision is and what you would like to accomplish on a higher service level in this life. Now, following that through Tuesday afternoon, planet Mercury makes a minor harmony. We call it a sextile. It's 60 degrees. Think of a mini pyramid, stable and flowing, but kind of not the giant ones, soft and harmonious. And so Mercury is how we communicate and how we think, and it's making this minor harmony to Saturn, which is the core structure of our life, the boundaries. So if you need to gently assert boundaries to anyone in your life, that's a very good energy to do it on Monday, and it's exact on Tuesday. Okay, now planet Venus is also making this minor harmony to Neptune exactly on Tuesday, but certainly all of the early week this week. And Venus is love, art, beauty, love and money planet. And so that's a very pleasant, gentle energy as well. It'd be a good energy to watch your dreams on Monday and Tuesday. And then the third of this nice energy that's going on Tuesday is the sun, which is your core life force, makes harmony to Saturn. And ideally what that means is getting back into the work week after a holiday weekend is helpful. You know, time to get grounded, time to get practical, time to get to work, but let's do it in a gentle way. Let's ease into the week rather than make ourselves crazy. Okay. Now on Wednesday, and this energy is going on all week, you're probably feeling it last week as well, the planet Neptune has been slowing down to end its retrograde cycle. Now it's been retrograde since late June of this year, and the outer planets spend a lot of time retrograde. In fact, all five of the outer planets were retrograde at various times over the summer, which had a lot of people feel like they were stuck in molasses going nowhere fast. Well, in October, three of those five planets started moving forward, which helped. And now here's the fourth of the five starting to move forward. And in January, the fifth of the five will start moving forward too. But the key with Neptune is it rules your dreams, your higher vision. Also, where do you want to escape from the world? Because there's always a high and a low to each of the planets. Opening up intuitive abilities. And so it's time to really start working on your dreams. What is it that I want to bring into this life? What do I want to bring into this world? Where do I need to go beyond the veils of this world to bring a higher vision in, to bring a greater level of service? Okay, so anyways, Wednesday's the day that it changes direction, but outer planets, you know, they can take a whole month to change directions, and astrologers just try to give you the specific date when it does actually change. Okay, now, Friday night into early Saturday morning, we're going to have a solar eclipse. It is going to be in the sign Sagittarius. In fact, it's the last of the eclipses in Sagittarius until about 2029. And a solar eclipse is new beginnings, new starts, but they come from a deeper inner soul level, not so much your personality ego. Now, Sagittarius wants to travel. It's higher philosophy. It's publishing. It's coaches, mentors, ministers. But more than anything, Sagittarius is a sign that says, I must speak higher truth and not worry about whether everyone's going to love me or not. I must be willing to take a risk on myself in order to expand my belief system, to open up to a higher vision, to manifest my goals and my dreams. So, hey, there's an opportunity here. If you're willing to take a risk on yourself, if you're willing to speak your higher truth, to go beyond wherever it is that you're at. So it's a wonderful thing, but just do remember that solar eclipses don't always come in a big, loud way. They come in from the more subtle energy of what am I creating? What is the next step in my life? Okay? And so that's a very nice energy for the weekend. And then finally on Sunday, the moon is going to move into Capricorn to start the early week on the 5th. And Capricorn says it's time to get to work, it's time to get grounded, it's time to be practical, it's time to be responsible. So the point is, have some fun over the weekend, because on Sunday it says it's time to get serious. All right? So overall, a good week. And as I say, the early week has this minor harmony that is just a very nice feel-good energy. Wednesday, Neptune changing directions could have people being a little bit spacey. So give yourself extra time to get up and get moving on Wednesday, and also be extra careful in traffic in case people aren't paying attention. So anyways, happy solar eclipse. Thanks for tuning in. There's more details at Mark's website, my website, astromark.us, and we'll talk again next week.